across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy. His medical bag strapped on one hip, his six shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. The exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Ray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless West of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
I am Pablo. And take my word for it, I am a man as well known in the territory as the cavalry troops from Fort Dodge. And between you and me, there are trails in the territory that Pablo travels that the cavalry rides on tiptoe, whistling to keep their spirits up. For I am a peddler, and the peddler is always welcome. That is midnight, a raven. A very wise bird. Very wise. With wisdom he has learned from me.
It's nice. Oh, my.
A veritable sage. There is perhaps only one wiser in the territory. My friend, Doc Sitka. But then, he cannot fly, so who to judge? And that is an interesting question. Who is to judge? For it is my story. It started as I rode the trail into Frenchman's Ford. At the Table Rock Fork, I met a young man, and we rode together. A cheerful young man with a pinto cow pony, with a fancy stock saddle all covered with silver and carvings.
I ride an old thing. I lead an old man. Down the mountain borders full of the land. They feed in the coolies, they water in the shore. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all worn. Right around you, the doggies, right around them slow. The fiery and smoky are ready to go.
Bravo, bravo! We may find the way, eh?
Well, you ain't a bad singer at all.
Bad! My friend, I have sung before the crowned heads of Europe.
Well, I've sung before some crowned heads myself.
You?
Sure, crowned with long horns anyway.
Oh, careful.
Well, let me tell you, it ain't easy keeping a herd of spooky beasts quiet in a thunderstorm just singing.
That would indeed be an audience of critics.
You're a peddler, huh? I could tell by your pack.
And you are the cowboy. I can tell by many things.
Well, you should see me walking. You know right enough.
You are also a human.
Well, anyways, I'm Fred Goss.
And I am Pablo. And this is my old friend Midnight. Are you riding to Frenchman's Ford?
Yeah, been a week riding.
Oh, I thought I knew every vaquero in the territory.
I've been punching down in Texas recently. I come back to... Well, anyway, I'm back.
You have business in Frenchman's Ford?
Yeah.
Important?
Well, I've been planning a certain business since I was down in the pan.
Oh, you left Frenchman's Ford in a hurry?
Yeah, you might say about two jumps ahead of three fellas carrying 30-30 rifles. I shot a man.
Oh?
Oh, it was a fair fight, right enough. It was payday, and I guess he was a little drunker than me. Leastwise, he emptied a six gun at me. I didn't hit nothing. I hit something.
Oh.
That's my bad luck. He had two brothers, so I cut and run.
A man of discretion. The atmosphere has cleared the freshman sword?
Yeah. The two of them took off for the Oregon Territory.
Oh, I see.
And like I say, I got a job to do on the fort.
Well, perhaps we will see each other in town, eh? And celebrate your return.
Maybe. Been 3 years. I wonder what folks in town are likely to say when they find out that I'm back.
I sold Fred Garth a red bandana, and I parted company with him at the edge of town. And he rode off on his pinto pony, singing a happy song about a dying cowboy or an aged horse or something of the sort. A very peaceful song. About 11 o'clock at night in Frenchman Ford, it was not so peaceful.
On your boots and come on.
I'm dressed. I just got in.
Well, come on.
Now, hold on, Benton. Where are you dragging me?
You gotta come.
Wait. What is the matter, Doc?
I don't know, Pablo. Come on now, Benton. Give me a straight story.
They got him.
Who?
The fellow that shot Arnie Harris in the night in that express office holdup.
I just got in from the Royal Grande. What's this all about?
A fellow come riding into town about 11. I pulled a gun on Arnie at the express office. Got away with $4,000. Then he shot Arnie down in the street when he rode off. Come on, Doc. You gotta get down to the jail.
What for?
We found the fellow. Only he got just a little shot. You gotta fix him up.
Pablo, get my bag and meet me down at the jail.
Pronto, Doc.
We don't want him to bleed to death before he gets a chance to get tried and hung.
Pull you out of bed.
Hidden. Where is he?
Back in the cell. Come on now, you boys. Clear out now.
Back here.
The other one. That's old Harry. He's beating it off in that
one. Locked.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doc. Be right there.
Let me through. Doc. Doc.
In here, fellow.
I have your bag.
Let me into him, Jared.
Yeah, sure. His name's Fred Garth. All right, you. Here's Doc.
See you for bringing him. Not going to last long.
We like healthy corpses at the end of our ropes. Fix him up, Doc.
It's him.
Hmm? You know this hombre?
A little. I rode with him a few hours.
Hello, Fred. All right, son. Where'd you get? Shoulder?
My arm.
Mm-hmm. That'll cut off his shirt.
What a pity. A very beautiful shirt.
Yeah. I won it in Laredo in a barrel game. Always was lucky. But it's gonna hurt. Flesh wound.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, boys! You've got to be all right. I'll go on and home till tomorrow.
Hold on now. All right. Saddle all the bandage.
Right here.
Here, just keep this clean. No gangrene will cut you.
He won't have long to worry about gangrene.
This is the one that held up the express office?
Yeah, and shot Arnie. Nice old fellow, too. Played checkers with him.
Mm. How'd you get this man?
Out in Mesa Verde.
You're sure he did it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he wore a mask, a bright red bandana, but his horse was recognized. That fancy stock saddle of his. And anyways, we found the mail pouch from the express office in his saddlebag.
Mm. Well, yeah, that does it. How's it feel?
Lousy.
Well, 45 slug isn't exactly a beast thing.
Thanks, Doc.
All right. I'll be over in the morning to look at it.
I'll be around.
That's both of them. All right, Jerry.
Okay, Doc.
Doc, I do not understand it. I rode with him yesterday afternoon. He sang like a bird. Such a man does not kill anybody.
Yeah? He did once before, 4 years ago in the big parlor at the Silver Eagle.
He told me. He said it was safe for him now to come back to Frenchman's Ford.
Mr. Garrett, are you sure? He was so happy, so light-hearted. He bought a bright bandana from me.
A red bandana?
Well, he... Yes, right. Yes. That is the one I sold.
Yeah. Well... We picked it up where the killer dropped it riding out of town. Oh, it's him, all right.
What does he have to say?
Nothing. But he doesn't have to.
You figuring on any trouble, Jared?
Trouble, Doc? Oh, no. The boys all went home. Circuit judge is due in tomorrow night. He runs a nice, quick murder trial. There won't be no trouble. Well, good night, Doc.
All right, Jerry.
Hey, you in there? I'll bring you some coffee in a couple hours.
I do not understand it, Doc. A peddler is a great judge of character. I will stake my life on it. I would go further. I would bet cash that that young man did not do these things.
Yeah, it sure doesn't look good for him.
But believe me, Doc, he was so cheerful. He told me how anxious he was to get back to Frenchman's Ford. He said that there was some business that he had to... No, I still don't believe.
Well, something about it bothers me, too. You know, I've seen a lot of men take the rope, and tough or not, they're fighting for their lives somehow. This boy just gives up. Wait, what is it? I'm in the shadows. Who's there?
Hello.
Oh.
Dr.
Yes?
You took something with Dale, didn't you?
Why, yes, I did.
You saw him. Is he hurt bad?
You're Al Wheelock's daughter, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Kathy?
No, that's my older sister, Aunt Jenny. Did you see him? Is he all right?
It was just a flesh wound. He'll be all right.
Oh. Will they hang him?
The territorial judge comes in tomorrow night. There'll be a trial.
But they'll hang him, won't they? I mean, there isn't any chance.
Hey, wait a minute.
I told him not to be back. I told him. Oh,
take it easy, Jenny.
Can you help him, Doc? Anybody says you're fair. You won't let them hang him, will you?
I don't know what I can do about it.
I suppose not. Well, I won't bother you no more.
Wait a minute. Jenny, why are you so interested in Fred Garth?
I was going to marry him. That's why he came back to town.
Doc, I told you, that was a man riding to a girl, not to a murder.
I wrote him not to come back. I said I'd go to Laredo or anywhere. But he wanted to come for me here. He wanted everybody in town to know about it. I only saw him for a few minutes yesterday. Doc, I can't hang him, I can't.
Jenny, a man was killed.
But Fred didn't do it, Doc. I know he didn't. I love him.
I'm afraid that won't hold as evidence in Judge Fassman's court.
Doc, will you help him? Nobody else in town will. He didn't do it. I know he didn't.
Well, if he's innocent...
Please, Doc.
Look, I'll ask around, Jenny, and see what I can find out.
Oh, thank you, Doc. Thank you. Do you think... My father would just kill me, but do you think I could see him?
Why don't you ask Frank Jarrett?
Would Mr. Jarrett let me?
Tell him I said you. That might help.
Oh, thank you, Doc. Thank you. Oh, please help
me,
please.
Well, Pablo?
Well?
If he's innocent, say so.
Doc, you know better. When Judge Passman holds court, President Grant himself couldn't get acquitted.
Get to close up that bar while I'm holding court.
But
there'll be no whiskey competing while I'm defending justice. All right, now. The prisoner has the right to a lawyer. None of the learned gentlemen traveling the circuit with the court here to volunteer, so we cut cards. The low man was Mr. Harris, who now appears for the defendant. Incidentally, Mr. Harris lost $15 at 5-card stud in the same session.
See what I mean, Doc? Fred Garth has no more chance than a rabbit in a bear trap.
We've got to wait, Pablo.
A prisoner will approach the bar. The bar of justice, that is, the other one being temporarily suspended. Here he is, Judge Passman. You heard the charge against you. How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Does it matter?
Not to me, but we've got to go through the motions. Clerk, enter a plea or not guilty. Now, listen, all you hungover saddle tramps. I want no muttering in my court. In the man I ever hanged could complain after that you didn't get a fair trial. All right, call the first witness. Prisoner, rise and face the jury. Perry Garth, you've been tried and found guilty of murder in the first degree. I now pronounce sentence upon you. You shall be taken from here to a place of detention, from thence to a place of execution on... let me see, there's Monday. On Friday, the 24th of July. He's got a right to appeal to the territorial government, the law. Oh, where was I? Oh, and then hang by the neck until dead, may heaven have mercy on your soul. All right, Herman, you can open up the box.
Take her away.
Dad, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you tell him you didn't do it?
Chuck, please, come on. Come on, let go of the bar.
Dad,
come on, Miss Jeannie, come with me. I'll take you home.
No, I want to stay with him.
But it will not help him to see you cry. At least come with me. I have a mirror in my back. You can make yourself beautiful.
Me?
Well, it is the kindest thing you can do. Now, you come with me.
Bastard!
Derek, don't let her in here again.
I was trying to do you a favor, Garth.
Well, thanks. I've had enough favors.
Garrett, let me in with him.
Well, now, I don't know, Doc.
Oh, come on. If I'm going to have to pronounce him dead after the hanging, I got a right to talk to him alive.
Well, I don't suppose it hurts.
Thanks.
I'll have to lock you in with him. Just call her when you want out, Doc.
All right. Now, Fred.
What are you hanging around me for, Doc?
I'm not sure you're guilty.
Well, you heard the trial.
I didn't hear much defense for you.
Mr. Harris had a hard night playing stud.
Fred, now tell me the truth. You didn't hold up that express office. A man doesn't come back to town to marry a girl and then pull a thing like that.
Look, I'm a vicious character with an insane temper. I killed a man once before. You heard that?
That was 3 years ago in a drunken brawl. Fred, what are you holding back for? I want to help you.
There's nothing you can do.
As if you're tying that rope yourself. Now tell me the truth. I promised Jenny that...
Well, listen, Doc. About Jenny. You... You do me a favor, please.
What is it?
If you look after her, okay? I mean... After. Only a kid. 17. Her father hit her with a bridle strap when he found she came here. Look after her for me.
All right, Fred. You're sure you haven't got anything to tell me?
No.
Okay. Jared?
Okay, Doc.
I'll see you again, Fred.
You want out, Doc?
Bye, Fred.
Hey, Doc. Doc, one thing.
Yes?
Just as a favor to you, I'm going to leave my body for science.
I'll see you again, Fred.
Doc. Is there perhaps a case of wounds or chicken pox in the hill?
Pablo, I still don't like it. Ted Garth isn't telling the truth. I don't know whether he killed that man or not, but I do know we haven't got the whole story.
It bothers you, eh?
Look, I'm the coroner. I'm going to have to watch that hanging, cut that boy down, and pronounce him dead.
Doc, you don't believe the boy did.
I'm not sure. And I don't like to be unsure about a thing like that.
How can you be sure?
I don't know.
Where are we going now,
Doc? Jenny Wheelock told me Fred's mother lives in Adobe Hut out past the Mesa Verde. I want to talk to her. To see if I can find out why Fred Garth wants to die.
That's right, civil of you, Doc. Something for me.
That's all right. Yeah, enough.
Enough water for this house.
Don't use it much, except to wash clothes. Or maybe make coffee.
Won't you sit down, Mrs. Garth? I want to talk to you.
Might as well stay out here. Old man's sleeping it off inside.
Fred's father?
Yeah. He got a skinful of Silver Eagle last night. The boys was buying for him because his son was going to hang. He come home and said it's the first time he ever got any pleasure out in his children. Then he passed out.
Mrs. Garth, I've been trying to help Fred.
Why?
Well, I think he's hiding something. He came back to Princeton Sport to get married. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
But he won't defend himself. He just gives up.
The pie's in custody. Hate yourself. Well, he comes back, master, just like his pa. Peas in the pie. Me, class roof.
He's your son.
He's a Garth. They're all pies and mean. I ought to know. I lived with his pa since the war. He was an officer then. Oh, you should have seen him riding up with a yellow sash around his middle. Well, there's Southland and Rath, and he's still got his figure.
Did you see Fred the day he came home?
Well, he come riding up without a by your lead, and first thing he was in an argument with his pa. The old man wanted a dollar for whiskey, and Fred told him he's saving his money for something else.
They fought?
Right in the dooryard. I just sat watching, not caring one way or the other. Garth men, both of them. Well, Fred come in after and lay down. His pa rode off. You figure they'll hang my Fred?
Maybe.
Born to hang. They all are. Well, now, excuse me, Doc. I got to lug this water in for my washing.
Yesterday, a fella comes into the railroad office with a telegram to send.
Well,
unit for me. He was sent there by Doc Sixcott. Doc sent the telegram to territorial governor. He asked for a stay of execution. He don't want Fred Garth to hang tomorrow. He asked for a 6 month delay.
Let go of Jarvis.
But you shouldn't try to get a killer off the hook.
If you'll listen to me,
I shouldn't have gone and sent that telegram to the governor.
But he didn't do it.
Will you listen? Listen to me. You stick to pills and powders, Doc.
Get his gun, Jarvis.
Now, let's go. Now, stand away, Doc. We're going to take him.
Bet me you're crazy. It's murder. You've got to listen to him.
I heard Judge Passman hang by the neck till he's dead. That's all we're going to do.
Listen, I won't let you
do it. What are you going to do about it, Doc?
Hold him! You killed him, Benton.
Just knocked him cold in a pickle butt. Come on now, boys. We got work to do.
Doc.
Come on, Doc. Snap out of it. You got to pronounce him dead.
Dead? But... it's over?
Oh, not quite. We got him on that tin of pony of his with the rope run over the hay pulley up there. We brought you along to make it humane.
Here, let me up. Benton, you can't do it. You've got to wait. Now, listen, all of you. Listen to me. You've got to wait.
Doc, you want to go bye-bye again? You got anything to say, Doc?
Go on. Get it over with.
Okay, then.
Get now. Now, wait. Wait, he's coming. It's the peddler. Peddler, over here. I caught him.
What is it?
He wouldn't listen. But I heard you fools rushing the jail. I bet travel a lot to the Mesa Verde.
I brought him, Doc. Tied on my pack horse like a sack of wheat.
Cut him loose, my love.
Right away, Doc.
There. That's old man gone. What's the matter with him?
Bronk is a coot.
There's your killer. When Fred came home that night, the old man took his horse and saddle and rode into town. He wanted money for whiskey, so he went to the express office to help himself.
I found the money under his belt. It was him, all right.
Now, get that rope off, Fred.
Oh, yes.
Benton, you almost hanged an innocent man.
Why, for? Why didn't he say something?
He wouldn't turn in his father to be hanged. Well, Fred?
You're an old woman, Doc. Sticking your nose where it isn't wanted.
Yeah, sure, you bet.
Hey, boys, you heard Doc. We got the real killer right here. The rope's all ready. What are we waiting for?
We're waiting for a trial, Benton. A legal trial.
Another 6 months? Not on your life.
Benton, I owe you something, and this is as good a time as any. Pablo, help me drag him down to the jail.
Pleasure.
Eddie Derrick can spare Fred Sell.
What do you mean? I ain't done nothing.
Attempted murder, resisting an officer, contempt of court. I imagine Judge Passman can figure out a few more charges.
All right, come on. You're not nothing. You can't do this.
Come on, Pablo. Let's go.
Doc, wait a minute.
You all right, Fred?
Sure. Guess so. He wasn't worth it, the old brother. You know, you understand?
Sure. I understand, Fred. You can do me a favor now.
I can? What?
Take care of Jenny. Good care.
Sure, Doc. I'm going to see her right now.
I ride an old pain, lead an old dam, bound among sand portals, throw the hula hand. They feed in the coolie, they water in the drawer. Their tails are all matted, they're fast.
Been listening to Dr. Six Gun. Dr. Six Gun is played by Carl Weber and Pablo by William Griffith. Today's script was written by Ernest Kinoy and heard in the cast were John Thomas as Fred, Pat Hosley as Jimmy, Virginia Payne as the mother, Roger DeCoven as Benton, William Keene as Jared, and Edgar Staley as Judge Passman. Six Gun, starring Carl Weber as the Frontier Doctor, with William Griffith as Pablo, the Wandering Gypsy, has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Copyright Golden Navy.